back on Downtown. Time for Message in the Bottle. Brought to you by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, 86 Hammond Street in downtown Bangor. And we welcome in Eric Meehan. Hello, Eric.
Hey, how's it going, boys?
Very well, thanks. How are you today?
Well, I'm all right. I'm looking at the pile of stuff at the end of my driveway and just, you know. I mean, I haven't done it yet.
Well, I did it. My wife and I did it. Just as we got back in the house, we heard the plow. Like, oh,
yeah,
oh no.
Yeah. I played the long game in this, and I'm not sure if I'm going to benefit from that. I'm not sure at all. I'm very concerned about the fact that, the pile is probably, what, a foot high, but I'm pretty sure there's 1,000 pounds of material in there waiting for me.
And I try to, being a little older, I say, that's what they call heart attack snow. My wife gets a little twinkle in her eye when I say that. I don't know what that means.
I'm not. I wish I was making this up. I'm really not. I came in after walking Greta this morning, and all of a sudden, as I went out to grab the broom, which at that point was effective against this, just to kind of do the deck here, my entire top portion seized up in a way that I was like, it was one of those, dear God, Bossa,
no,
it's the big one. And it was actually quite concerning for a gentleman of my age who has a stress level that's probably above what it should be. So I was a little hesitant to go back out and attack it. So fortunately, I drink wine, which is, as everybody remembers from last week, chock full of, at least red wine, resveratrol, which is very good for your heart and your the linings of your arteries. So I'm not really worried anymore. I think that was more just actually just my body. I'm wicked out of shape. Good God. And I think just the walking of a dog on this treacherous stuff was just like, nah. We'll get to wine in a second, by the way. But this is a shout-out. I got to give my mother. So when my dad retired from haberdashery, my mom thought it would be a good idea to give him another job, and that was to get him a chocolate lab puppy that he named Java. He resented it deeply, but I think no greater revenge was had than when my mother went out and was walking him and fell on ice and hurt her leg quite badly. And I always thought to myself, in my infancy, man, you old people with those dogs.
yeah.
No, dogs are of the devil. They will kill you. They are there. They will lick you while you die. But it's unbelievably dangerous to walk a dog in inclement weather.
Well, yeah, and they have that incredible innate knowledge of when to pull you just as you hit that precarious spot with the hidden ice underfoot.
Or Greta is really good at this. She'll stop short to kind of do that cute little corgi shake.
Oh, yes.
Right as you're hitting the side of a driveway. Anyway, we're here to talk about wine, folks, but we can all commiserate, right? Everybody up here in the greater Bangor area is kind of going through this. We're here to talk about natural wine today. This month is sort of when we start to talk about where wine comes from, the roots of it, literally, where the roots go, and what sort of purity issues there are. Just as recently as about 20 minutes ago, I was reading, Ned Swain is the owner of Devonish Wines. Devonish Wines is one of my, primary, suppliers of what we will call natural wine. But understand that I've been working with the Devonish catalog, which was started by a guy named Phil Devonish, who just happened to be the husband of the godmother of one of the foremost small importers of wine in the U.S. He was a former minister, but these are the circles we run in. I guess what I couldn't help but dwell on as he's writing about these wines that I've been working with for years and talking about how, quote, natural they are is indeed there's this renewed focus or perhaps entirely new for those who haven't been paying attention on natural wine this year. I've heard this is such a buzzword, and I want people to understand when I'm talking about this, that when you're calling my store, when you're calling other people's store who really care, who cultivate their selection, you're dealing already with natural wines, and they can probably point out to you on one or two hands the wines in their selection that are, I don't want to say not natural, but are a little bit more mass-produced, perhaps a little bit more played with in terms of, I guess I don't want to say manipulation, but at least perhaps higher sulfites than, say, 10 parts per million, things like that, which is something that people are looking for. I understand that. Very often, people's quest for natural wine is not necessarily for natural wine, but for things that won't give them headaches, won't cause reactions, just as often as it is that, you know, something that, you know, Dr. Oz said on daytime TV. let's hit a couple of the buzzwords. This day, I guess, is about buzzwords. Organic in wine. Okay, this is, I'm not talking about other forms of agriculture. You know, apples, cucumbers. I don't know about those things. Okay, we're talking wine today. What it means, if you see it certified, is it means there's no chemical pesticides or fungicides. It means there has been a 3-year transition period with planning, inspections, etc., which in my notes I have here equals cost in capital letters. Okay. It costs money to be certified organic, which will account for some smaller wineries not bothering with it, since their grandfather and his grandfather have been farming the same way since, you know, that far back. And bear in mind that it was really only after World War II, especially in Europe, where widespread promotion, governmental promotion of pesticides, fungicides, things that would aid quick growing of crops, because basically they lost all of their men and a lot of their women who would tend the fields, and they said, we got to get things growing fast. And so they said, all these things are cool. And then they realized they weren't cool, and then they said, all these things aren't cool. But that was really the you know, we're talking the 40s, the 50s, into the 60s of that. But a lot of these people, third generation, fourth generation, fifth generation people have come around and said, whoa, Grandpa, I know that's how they taught you after World War II. They came around and their you know, things, their loudspeakers, and said, you know, people of France, this is how you should. It's not that way anymore. We got to go back to farming naturally. So a lot of these people are like, I can't afford certification, but you know, my grandson is now taking over the farm, and he has convinced me we're pulling out all this nonsense, and we're restoring natural practices, which is something that the French refer to, and, you know, as we always go back to France, called lutte raisonnée, right? Which means reasonable farming practices. We won't do anything involving chemical anything unless it's literally going to ruin the rest of the holistic experience. And you can't say that's organic. So a lot of people aren't technically organic, but they're far more natural than the fields that are tilled for Franzia boxed wine. So there's just this enormous gulf between the wines that you will find on the shelves of people who care and your boxed, you know, stuff. So these are the important things to get across here. The other thing, of course, that you'll hear me talk about is biodynamic. We could spend an hour, 2 hours more on it. But essentially, it was this thing espoused by a guy named Rudolf Steiner in a series of lectures that happened in Berlin in the 20s. Where he said basically think of your farm as a body, as a living organism, and if you cut off the arm, that will affect the overall body. And he had a series of prescriptions on, which are very, again, very holistic prescriptions. Some of them kind of hoodoo, wackadoodle. Some of them very reasonable on how to farm in accordance with cycles of the planets, etc. And you will see me and other people talk about biodynamic wines, and they're very important. But they, again, also to be certified costs money. So it really is a cost-benefit analysis for all of these wineries that we're going to talk about. I'm running out of time. I did want to mention that for people who are not huge wine lovers but who love maybe perhaps the sudsy stuff, tonight on Destination Downtown Bangor, I will be talking to Aaron Smith and Justin Frizzell, both of whom work for Craft Beer Guild of Maine, who sells me, a lot of beer that you guys like, including local favorites like Orono Brewing Company, Maine Beer Company, etc. But they're downtown lifers, and we're going to talk about what it was like growing up and in the crap den that was downtown, and what they think now, and of how beer helped bring about the renaissance of downtown Bangor. So don't miss that tonight at 6 p.m. On the Downtown Bangor page. And aside from that, I hope everybody is continuing to be smart. I know, Rich, I heard you saying numbers are going down. We're all happy about that. That does not mean you get to come into Bangor Wine and Cheese without a mask, even if you have been vaccinated, folks. It is not over.
No. Hey, by the way, I wanted to tell you how much I enjoyed the first episode of Tasting Notes with Lucas Richmond and Brian from the Symphony and Andre Mack, who is, man, he's great.
Oh, God. If only we had recorded the conversations that happened before the conversation. It was such a shame. It was great. I just look forward to more of those conversations. But, yes, please check out Tasting Notes, which is available on several venues online, including YouTube, if you don't do the Facebook thing. What a joy it was to talk to Andre. I felt like I was interviewing the wine version of like Eddie Vedder. It was really like, you are way cooler than I will ever be. Thank you for chatting with me. Which again is how I feel about you and so many of your guests. You're so privileged to talk to all these cool people. That was my chance to talk to a cool person. And I'm glad I didn't muck it up too bad.
No, it was awesome. Eric, thank you. Appreciate it as always. And we'll be watching tonight, 6 o'clock.
All right, Jen. Thank you so much. Talk to you next week, guys.
Thanks, bye. Eric. Eric Mann, Bangor Wine and Cheese Company. Message in the bottle here on Downtown.